See, we are supposed to do what God designed us to do in the world around us, where he has placed us. And that's why David was a man after God's own heart. He did what God wanted him to do in his generation for God's glory. Well, this moves on into what Jesus called being salt and light. Now, the interpretation is salt speaks of the healing, life-giving, and the context of Christ is the gospel. It's only the gospel that causes us to be able to go into any situation and bring healing to broken lives, broken marriages, broken everythings, and life to people that are dead and paralyzed and mortally infected with sin. And light speaks of us. Remember I told you when we were passing out our Easter outreach packets? I said, those are flashlights. We are shining the light of Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in a world of darkness. Do you remember? Luke 1 says that the whole world is in darkness, and we're blinded, and we're sitting on the edge of a precipice, and we're kind of scooching along, and people are falling into everlasting darkness to suffer the vengeance of eternal fire, as Jude calls it, because they've never met Christ, who is the light, who shows them the way, who is the truth, and brings life. That's what we're here for. Not primarily to picket and boycott and politically activate a temporal fix on trying to Christianize a pagan culture. We're supposed to impact one at a time people with the salt and light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.